Deborah Jones is the superintendent of Waverly School. She's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Dr. Jones, how are you?
Good morning.
Boy, talk about challenges that you faced during the last year. You had the challenges with getting the middle school up to par with what the state needed, and now you have money challenges, and you've got to make some tough decisions. I wanted to talk with you about the decision to eliminate the funding for 10 varsity sports and all middle school sports. Now, what I mean by that is these sports will still be in full effect, but the parents and coaches and other folks are going to have to find ways to fund. Is that correct?
Yes, they're still in effect, and I want to make sure that we go on record as saying it wasn't 10 varsity sports, it was seven.
Seven, okay.
But the issue basically is that these sports were analyzed, and on a per pupil, per participant basis, these were our most expensive sports. So the issue is that several of these sports, of course, do not bring in any revenue since there's no gate to some of the sports. And even with the revenue, some of the sports were turned into club sports based on the fact that our participation was narrowed down to only 2 to 4 participants, within the sport. So we're anxiously moving forward. You have to find something to be able to look into the financial situation, and having these sports become club sports was analyzed, and these specific sports were chosen. But we've had golf, we've had lacrosse, we've certainly had the ice hockey team be a club sport in the past, and it works out. They're recognized as a varsity sport. They do play on a varsity schedule. They are able, with the exception of the ice hockey team, to still use our facilities, et cetera. So the cost is minimal. I mean, we're keeping our pool open, and we're keeping the chemicals in it, and we're certainly keeping it cleaned, et cetera, for our swim club. So the revenue they need to raise might be minimal compared to the opportunity then to go ahead and be a varsity sport and to go ahead and get the revenue from the gate, because swimming does have revenue when people want to go see a swim meet. And so we're keeping the swim team. They're still on schedule. They're going to be a club sport, but we'll still have participation.
Dr. Jones, boys and girls cross country, swimming and diving, soccer, and golf and tennis, along with all middle school athletic programs are included. I can understand swimming. I can understand golf, but it seems like for cross country, you just need a pair of shoes and a place to run.
Absolutely, which is why to come up with the participation for the coach to be paid, is going to be minimal as far as the input for the students financially. They had to pay as a pay to participate with our school, and so now that payment would go directly to a coach's salary. So you're 100% correct. it is very, very doable. We have a lot of club sports. Of course, there's a lot of club sports that have been operating for years. We've had varsity and club sports being operated for years in the state of Michigan. And for our school system to recognize that we want the dollars put closer to the classroom and to allow the participants to field some of the expense of the club sports, directly with the coaches' fees, which is mostly what we're looking at as far as gaining financial resources. The other positive, real positive news that has not been put out there is that we're having a conversation with Delta Township. There are other townships that their Parks and Rec sponsor the sports in the school system, and I was aware of that and brought it to the township manager, Mr. Watkins' attention, and we're actually, you know, engaged in conversation last week and this week and next week to have them come into our middle school and go ahead and have a Parks and Rec program within our middle school, so that they can go ahead and run the sports that that we have eliminated there, which has only been the boys and girls basketball team and the track team. So those are the last two sports that were discontinued at our middle school, but we're hoping that they can continue. I was a middle school coach. I actually was a middle school principal. So I know how important sports are to kids and participation alone and team building and leadership skills that get put across with this area. So, this will work, and I don't think we'll have any less participation next year than we had this year.
Well, Dr. Jones, interesting concept to partner with Parks and Rec. Could be groundbreaking stuff.
Well, I do want to mention that, you know, other school systems and actually in the Lansing area are doing that, and that's the only reason I got the idea. So. So, you know, other people have been on the forefront of this, but I do appreciate Delta Township looking into it and seeing whether or not, again, you know, opening up our facilities, opening up our gym, even of an evening, if they want to have some games there, using the schedule that's already been created against other middle school teams, et cetera. You know, this is something that can definitely be worked out and, again, will allow participation.
How much money will this save the district?
I think we're looking at close to $60,000 to $80,000. I think it was $22,000 in the middle school, again, you know, subtracting from that, you know, a good $40,000 or so for the high school. You know, drop in the bucket, but there's a lot of $40,000 that had to be put together to come up with $3 million in savings.
And finally, where does the budget deficit for next year stand at as we speak?
We're still continuing. We appreciate the $100, you know, given toward the retirement, and we're definitely looking into the best practices, which I'm sure you've read about, where school systems can gain another $100, actually negotiated last night with an association that works with our school system, so that they meet the 90-10, current. Insurance requirements. So we're really headed toward trying to get even another $100 and meet the criteria for 4 out of 5 best practices, financial practices. So we're looking to gain some more revenue and to restore things that we have had to look at minimizing.
Dr. Deborah Jones is the superintendent of Waverly Schools. Dr. Jones, thanks so much again for coming on the program.
Well, thank you, and good day, and great weekend.